Hey, Daddy. You didn't wake me up last night when you got home. I stayed up all night waiting for you, and you didn't even kiss me goodnight. You didn't kiss me goodbye this morning, too. Why would you do that? You know I need my daily dose of your cock. You know how turned on and pent up I get all day just thinking about when you get home and that you're gonna fuck me until I can't see straight. I was such a good girl. I held up my end of the agreement and I didn't touch myself just like I promised. But you wouldn't know about that, would you? But I was naughty last night, Daddy. I sneaked into the toy drawer without your permission.
Yeah, I did.
I took out what I needed. And I fucked myself right next to you. You must have been really tired though, Daddy. Even my whimpers and shaking didn't wake you up. But I was too annoyed with you. And I didn't care, so I fucked myself all night long. Being mad with you and being horny, it got me really wet and really achy. That dildo just slid straight inside my little pink pussy. That's how wet I was. It felt so good. Maybe that's some competition for you, Daddy. I started out really slow at first, because my pussy was so wet, there was noises, and I didn't know if I would wake you up, and even though I said I didn't care, I didn't want to wake you up, and then you'd be mad at me and spank me, but when I realised how strongly you were sleeping, I really enjoyed myself. Oh, it felt amazing. And I kept hitting all the right places inside my tight little pussy. Sliding that toy in and out. Really deep and really slow. Oh, I kept coming all over it. Daddy, my toy was so creamy afterwards. And then I started using the little vibrator. You know, my favourite one. Fuck. I thought I was gonna scream. I was shaking right next to you. And that's how I spent the night, Daddy. Fucking myself on toys that I'm not allowed to touch without your permission. And to top it all off, when I fingered myself, I took those fingers and rubbed them on your lips. What I love the most is that in your sleep you moaned my name. Even sleeping you recognized my taste. Anyway, I cleaned up and tidied the drawer so you'll never know. But I'm feeling like a naughty little girl again. And I want to push your buttons and let the animal come out in you. Because I know you don't like it when I break the rules. So, what are you going to do about your disobedient little girl, Daddy?